It's a Celtic what day?
A Celtic cross quarter day. You know that the longest day of the year is the winter solstice on December 21st. That's the shortest day of the year. The longest day of the year is the summer solstice on June 21st. In between the two solstices, you have the equinoxes, where day and night are equal lengths. In between the solstice and the equinox, you have the cross quarter days, 40 days after the solstice, 40 days before the equinox. In the spring, the Celtics called it Imbolc. The early church took it over as Candlemas, and today we think of it as Groundhog Day. And it's a time actually sort of halfway to the equinox. There's a change in the light quality at that time. You walk outside the building at 5 o'clock and look up, hey, it's still light. You begin to see the rebirth, and it's part of the cycle. Other cross-quarter days are May Day, something they call Lugnasa, which is the sort of harvest of first fruits at the beginning of August, and then Samhain or Samhain, which the early church took on as All Saints Day and All Hallows Eve in November. But it's sort of, this is the beginning of Celtic spring. It's not fully spring yet, but you know you're on the right side of the solstice heading toward the return of the warmth.
So why is it that that day being passed that I'm going to have minus 10 degrees tonight?
Because you saw a shadow. I mean, the reality is to be at the beginning of February and think we're going to have winter until the middle of March is not really a stretch. But the custom, the hibernating animal symbolizes the winter. And if the winter is dead and gone, it will cast no shadow. I think the phrase is, if Candlemas be fair and bright, winter will have another flight. But if it be dark with clouds and rain, winter is gone and will not come again. But, you know, he saw a shadow. We're in for 6 more weeks of winter. We're ready for spring, but spring's not quite ready for us. But there is a change in the light quality. I think you'll notice that.
Back to the song that we were speaking of, Song of the Mystic. My suspicion was that you also included it because it resonated the silence being part of Quaker practice, which I think you and Jan have been connected with Quakers for some time.
Yes, although I also included just because it's a good chance to sort of demonstrate Jan's voice, and musically I hope people enjoy it. I think it's easy to listen to. But yes, Jan is an attender. I'm actually a member of Lansdowne Meeting. But mostly it's just I hope people enjoy it.
I walk down the valley of silence, down the dim voiceless valley alone, and I hear not the fall of a footstep around me save God's and my own. And the hush in my heart is as holy as the places where angels have flown. I walk down the valley of silence, down the dim, voiceless valley alone.